Welcome to the Booty Talk Podcast.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 7 of Booty Talk. Today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about identifying if you're a total turnoff. Sounds crazy, but stay with me here. I do want to start off really quick with reading off a testimonial that I got on iTunes, which I'm super, super excited about. You guys know this is a completely new idea that I am applying. So it's really great to hear from you guys. This testimonial is from TurtleK88888, and she said, loved how you talked about self-confidence. Thank you so much, TurtleK. I appreciate it so much. And another thing, if you guys feel connected to my mission to fan the flames of our fellow women, I'd be filled with so much gratitude if you were to write me a short 2-minute review on iTunes. Your written reviews not only encourage me on a wildly crazy level, but they also help other women just like you and me find the podcast. So we're going to be talking a little bit about being a total turnoff today and how that kind of plays into your stress levels. I did some findings on statistics and all those kind of things. So if that sounds interesting to you, follow right along. Stay tuned. Don't mind me. I have been sick for the past like week and a half. So honestly, my planning schedule has been all out of whack. We're taking the professionalism totally out of this podcast, and we're just going to roll with it. So hang tight. It's a brand new day. Gotta take it on my way. Gotta take it on And here we are. This is our new segment to the podcast. We are calling it Booty Shots. Thank you so much to everyone in the Booty Talk tribe who voted on the new name. I am so thrilled to do this. What I'm going to be doing is we'll have our main topic, of course, and every episode is going to have a little boudoir photo shoot tip and some trending beauty news. So you can look forward to that in every episode now. All right, so the boudoir tip I want to talk about today is about being open with your photographer about what you want from your session. We all love Pinterest. I am a huge Pinterest fan. I could definitely sit on there for 3 hours when I'm supposed to be sleeping at night. So typically, and I'm not sure about your photographer, and please don't mind me, I'm still a little bit congested. I'm just getting over this sicky bug. But whether I'm your photographer or not, they'll usually ask you at the end of your session, is there anything else you wanted to try? Or, you know, how far did you want to take this session? Did you want to go tastefully posed, like tastefully exposed? Or did you want to stay more conservative? Usually I tell my clients, even if they mark in their pre-boudoir session questionnaire, if they put conservative, I always ask them in the session anyways, do they feel more comfortable or did they still want to take this to a different level? Because every session's different. Every person's going to feel different in the session. And as it's happening, your mind is going to change up a little bit. So most of the time all the time, your photographer is going to want to serve you and want your session to be absolutely amazing. So don't be afraid to speak up and say like, oh, can we do this? Like when they ask you if there's anything that you want to add, we sincerely mean it. And we're not just saying that out of a customer service stance, if that makes sense. We really do want to do what you are wanting to make happen for this session. So that is my big boudoir tip today. In December, I'm super, super excited. I'm going to be doing a 12 days of a bootyful Christmas. So I'm going to be releasing a podcast every single day for the first 12 days in December. And we're going to go over creative ways that you can actually gift your boudoir session. Super, super excited about that. I already have it all planned out and everything. So stick around for that. Subscribe to the podcast if that sounds amazing to you. I'm really excited to dive into that. And if you guys have any ideas, definitely let me know. You can email me at photo@biancaadelia.com. All of that information will be in the show notes as well. And to talk about beauty today, I'm really excited. You guys know, well, most of you, anyone who's been following me for a long time knows that I was with a network marketing company for about 2 years. Stay with me, you guys, please. Don't let me lose your credibility. I'm no longer with the company, but I am very, very excited to try new things. I was only using the products of that company for a long time. And before I was doing boudoir, I had no idea about makeup, skincare, any of that stuff. You guys, I was getting Olay from Walmart, and that was my like tried and true product since like high school. But a friend of mine actually mailed a skincare trial to me by, oh my goodness, I am going to mess up this name, but it's called Ole Henriksen. It sounds German. I'll put it in the show notes, but so far I really like it. It has a collagen base in it, which I'm really excited about. I think it's going to give my skin that like kick that I needed to have. And the smell of it, as soon as I put it on my face, I feel like I'm slapping straight vitamin C, like on my skin. And I really, really like that. So, I'm going to be doing a blog post pretty soon, you know, after I go through the trial, so I can have a legitimate stance on it about how I liked it and improvements I saw in my skin, all that kind of stuff. So if you guys have any skincare regimens that you swear by, please let me know. I'm on the hunt to find some new stuff. And also I want to, you know, start a new movement. So if you guys have any skincare that you love and want to recommend, and you don't really want to reach out in an email or anything like that, come hang out with me on Instagram, tag or hashtag that picture of the skincare regimen that you recommend with sexy as a mother. That is going to be our new Booty Talk Tribe hashtag, you guys, sexy as a mother. So, tag your photo with that hashtag so I can go follow you, like your picture, and hang out with you there. I'm also going to be doing live makeup on my Facebook. So go find me on Facebook, Bianca Raridan, and come hang out with me. So let's go ahead and dive into our main topic. All right, ladies, being a total turnoff, are you being a total turnoff? And I think this subject is very important because my mission really is to be the best that I can be so that I can be the best mother and the best wife that I can be. Like, I literally want to make myself better for my family. So anytime I find a discrepancy in myself, I notice that it gets translated to my husband, or it gets translated to the way I am mothering, in ways that I am not feeling are satisfactory. So, being a total turnoff to maybe your husband is directly aligned with being a total turnoff to yourself, in my opinion, anyways. So to kind of set the background a little bit, I have a really big issue with setting personal boundaries. When I first had my son, I had a lot of things going on. I was a new mom, and I was also living with Chris's parents. We were saving to buy a house, and all that, you know, the same thing everybody does, mostly. But since I was there with his parents and everything, I was really like on my P's and Q's. Like, I was trying to be like the Pinterest style, Instagram worthy mother, daughter-in-law, all of the things. And I didn't even realize I was not setting personal boundaries until it got way, way, way out of control. I started like just resenting everybody, all kinds of things. I was definitely a yes man. I overcommitted to things. An unrealistic idea of myself is what I had, really. And I found this post by Ashley Judd on Twitter, and I really, really loved it. I've actually been inspired to go get this book, and it's called Rage Becomes Her. It's by... let me see if I can see this name. I actually printed it off so that I could read it to you guys. And Yeah, my printer did not do it good. So I'll put the author in the show notes, but what she said in her Twitter post was, with anger comes the demand that something needs to change, that something needs to be different. And I saw that and I was like, holy cow, that is so freaking true. Because whenever I find that I'm starting to feel resentment, or I'm starting to feel anger, or any of those like feelings that we have correlated to being bad, they're not actually bad. It's just, it should be a trigger to say like, hey, my personal boundaries have been crossed, or a boundary of myself that I didn't know existed needs to be set. Like, I need to handle this. And so anger to me has been a very, like, has been an incredible tool I have been able to use to create a better version of myself. And then, let me see, I found some statistics also. I went online and I really wanted to look up like the statistics really on like the psychology of moms and stuff like that. And this is what I found. And it says that, I'm just going to read this to you. It says, mothers are the world's best jugglers, family, work, and money. They seem to do it all. And hiller, we do. However, all that responsibility can often leave moms feeling overstretched and stressed out. According to a 2010 survey, women are more likely to report physical and emotional symptoms of stress than men, such as having a headache. That was about a 41% to a 30% comparison from women to men. Having felt as though they could cry. Heller, I feel that all the time. Or having an upset stomach or indigestion in the past month. You guys, I can honestly say that I feel that all the time. There's so many times that I have a headache. I feel like I could cry all the time. And I do. I have upset stomach all the time. And I notice that it's at times that I am super stressed out. So the same survey also reported that women are more likely than men to report that they eat as a way of managing stress. And that was 31% versus 21%. And so I think it's a really good time for moms and families to recognize the importance of addressing stress and managing this stress in healthy ways. And some of that is noticing in things that are maybe making you a turnoff. And I'll go into that in a second. So in particular, married women in the survey reported higher levels of stress than single women, with 33% reporting that they have experienced a great deal of stress in the past month, compared with 1 in 5 of single women. Similarly, significantly more married women report that their stress has increased over the past 5 years, 56% versus 41% of single women. And according to the U.S. Department of Labor, 80% of family health care decisions are made by women, which saddles mothers with the added role of family health manager. So this next part that I read of this survey blew my mind. And it says, how a mother manages stress is often a model for the rest of the family. So in other words, how you are managing your stress, and if you feel that you're like constantly falling apart, other family members are going to imitate those unhealthy behaviors. And I definitely can say that this is totally true. I can tell when Atlas notices that I'm having a bad day, and his behavior changes a little bit. And so after noticing that, that's when I started this whole journey of like, I need to be the best person that I can be so that I can show Atlas the best person that he can be. And I am totally 100% confident that every single one of you listening right now can totally agree with that. So let's go ahead and go into the things that maybe are making you a total turnoff. And I'm not going to lie, yo, I looked on Cosmopolitan and I found these. And you know, it's Cosmopolitan. So some of them are like, oh, things that men find unattractive or a total turnoff in women and everything. So I didn't take everything off the list, but I definitely used it as kind of a catalyst to get my information, and these things I feel hit the nail on the head. So the first one is, and I'm going to go over five things. So the first one is not being honest. And I think all of us can attest to saying like, oh, I'm fine. Like if you were, your partner, your spouse, or your husband asks you like, hey, are you feeling okay? And you're like, I'm fine. Like this is one thing that's going to eventually pull you down the line or, pull you towards not being aligned with yourself. And this is one of those things that I notice that I start doing before I notice that I have kind of fallen off the track. Because a lot of times I will fall off the track and it's like too late before I realize like, whoa, hold on, something's not right. I'm not feeling good right now. So if you find yourself like you're starting to like lie about things, take a conscious moment to kind of like, is this just because you guys are in like a little tiff, or is this another underlying issue that might become something bigger? So another turnoff is being on your cell phone all the time. I can definitely relate with this. This is hitting home for me a lot right now because my job, especially when I was with my network marketing company, was to be on my phone. I had to do a lot of work there, and it got to a point where Chris started coming to me, and he would like pull me aside and he would say, you know, like you're working too much. Or if we were watching a show, that was kind of our time. We'd be watching a show at night and, you know, a message would pop up on my phone and I felt the need to immediately answer it so that no one felt like I was ignoring them. And I picked up my phone one night and Chris was like, hey, put your phone away. Like, this is our time. And it took him saying that to realize like, oh man, like he probably feels totally ignored. And the same thing goes for Atlas. Like, I don't want Atlas to ever feel like he is second priority. So being on your cell phone all the time is another turnoff. And if being on your cell phone all the time isn't your job and you are all the time, maybe try to take a step back and realize like, are you avoiding something? And that's why you're on the phone all the time. Or like, what's going on with you? Because everything that you do is an unconscious, you know, some kind of unconscious thing that's going on. So, check that out. The third turnoff is, trying to get him jealous, trying to get him to act jealous. Now, this isn't something I do with my husband, but I do see it a lot. Like, girls will say like, oh, so-and-so liked my picture on social media, or, you know, something like that. And, they would do this to try to just get attention. Not good. Obviously. And I don't really have much else to say about that because I don't actually do it with my husband. But if you're trying to get your significant other to act jealous, like maybe there's some other stuff going on that needs to be addressed probably. So the fourth thing that may mean that you are being a total turnoff is lying about your wants. And I do this all the time, you guys, especially on my birthday. You guys, me and Chris had a total blowout for my birthday. And I'm not going to go into personal details because, you know, you got to keep your marriage things like in your marriage. Like you don't want to put too much things. You guys know what I'm saying. You don't want to put too much out there. Like your business is your business. But we had a total blowout about my birthday. And the thing is Chris asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday. And I was like, you know, I just like don't even want to do anything for my birthday. And so guess what? We didn't do anything for my birthday. And Chris can't stand that, but I do it all the time. And I do it because first of all, I a lot of times have a lot of worthiness issues that I'm, you know, I'm working on. But a lot of times I'll say that like I don't want something because I really want it to happen, but in order to prove that I'm worth it, somebody else has got to do it for me. Like, I can't say that I want something. You know what I mean? So if you're lying about your wants, is there like a worthiness issue going on that you need to work on with yourself? Or like, what's really going on? Because that's not only a turnoff to your spouse, significant other, husband, partner, but it's also a turnoff to yourself. And that goes back to like setting those boundaries, like we talked about. You've got to find those boundaries. Like when you find yourself doing these things that are maybe making you a total turnoff, maybe there's some boundaries that you need to set. And this is an opportunity for you to learn about yourself. And the last thing, so number five, like, are you being a total turnoff, is not being real. So like playing games, and stuff like that. And that kind of goes back to the trying to, get your partner to feel, to act jealous, and things like that. So I don't really think that I play games with my husband, Chris, more than I like lie about what I want, or I'm not honest with him. Like, I'm fine, leave me alone, you know, those kind of things. And that's kind of playing games too, I suppose. Let's be real with myself right now. Ooh, just called myself out there, you guys. So, yeah, I can say that I probably do play games unintentionally, and that's another boundary that maybe has been crossed and I didn't realize it. And so I'm needing to address it with myself. So yeah, that is like five things that maybe are making you a total turnoff to your spouse. And whenever you're being a turnoff to your spouse, you're probably first being a turnoff to yourself. Like I was saying, and so, we really want to work on being aligned with ourselves, being true to ourselves so that we can bring our best selves forward for our spouses. Because I know I want to be the best wife I can be to my husband. He totally deserves it. And I want to be the best mother I can to Atlas because he deserves it also. So let me tell you guys, my whole mission or my slogan is always like, I'm working with the moms who want their sexy back. And I'm going to let you know, you're not the only mama trying to get her sexy back. I am right there with you, girlfriend. And that is what this whole thing is about. I am right there with you guys. Like, I do not have it all together. So in an era where we never have enough time, I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to be part of your day and hanging out with little old me, a normal everyday woman, wife, and mother. I'm just trying to give life my very best shot, just like you guys. So whether you live in the sunshine state with me, ooh, or even if you live across the ocean, I want to invite you to join my free all-female community on Facebook, where the goal is to fan the flames of our fellow ladies and celebrate our power together. Hoorah! So now go book that photo shoot, you hot mama. That's my new outro, you guys. I hope you have a great day and enjoyed this episode of Are You Being a Total Turnoff? Let me know what you think about the new style of the episodes, about the podcast. I'm always looking to hear your feedback. And yes, have a good one, and I will talk to you later.
Times before, but again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me your time. Be sure to join our tribe of mamas in our private Facebook group, Booty Talk. And if you love this episode, feel free to share it with your friends and subscribe. So until our next chat, I hope you remember how powerful you are. Stay fierce and stay wild.